Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman again with Good Guys to Great Men, social distancing from my barn right now again. Hey, today's video is about happiness. I want to talk about happiness. We talked about it a lot in the free Zoom call that I did the other day, and we have more of those coming. So look at the description below to see the rest of the schedule for the free group Zoom calls that we're doing. These are 90 minutes of gold, I promise you. Yesterday, I was talking about happiness. So happiness, what the hell is it? How do you get happiness? Because we deal a lot with men in relationships, marriages, unhappy marriages, right? And I put the quotes around the word happy because a lot of guys come to us unhappy, unsatisfied. They're a little disappointed and they're not feeling good about what's going on. So when we talk about how to get more of what you want, let's use the word happy for now. We talk about this common phrase that happiness is not a place to get to. It's a place you must come from. When we look at happiness as a place we have to get to, we start looking outside ourselves to see if somebody's going to bring it to us. Like we're waiting at a table with our napkin in our shirt and our fork in our knife. When is my happiness coming? It reminds me of an old Peanuts cartoon when Lucy is at her psychiatric booth saying free advice for 5 cents. And Charlie Brown comes up and says, "What's the purpose of life?" And Lucy goes, "It's to make other people happy." And then Charlie Brown says, "Well, somebody's not doing their job." And that's just a funny way to remember that it's nobody's job to make us happy. I know we're in relationships with ladies sometimes who think that I'm not happy and you're not making me happy. This applies to everyone. This video is for everyone, men and wives who are quarantined and hung up in the living room watching YouTube videos. So the message here is that if you want happiness, and let's substitute anything you want in there, if you want respect, if you want intimacy, if you want to feel adored, if you want to get closeness, if you want to be understood, if you want any of those things, those are places you have to come from, which means that if you want intimacy or respect or closeness or sex or just to be heard, right, you have to be those things. You have to be a respectful person who knows how to create intimacy, who knows how to get close and create connection. You have to know how to create the happiness that it is you think you want. And what we mostly do when we're starting to feel these feelings of unhappiness and dissatisfaction and disconnection, we're feeling disrespected and we're feeling unappreciated and all of those things. We go into this mode where our foreheads crinkle and we're pissed because we're not getting what we want. And we totally forget that the only way you ever get what you want is to be what you want, to become what you want. And so, yes, in a crappy marriage with kids screaming, when you're in the living room arguing over what's for dinner and the dog puked on the rug, somebody has got to take the lead. It never happens simultaneously. So somebody's got to take the lead and tell a joke and realize that what's happening here is just stuff. It's just bullshit. And the way you get to appreciation and connection and intimacy and trust and all of that stuff is to be the one who says, "Hey, we can take another tack here. I'm going to be appreciative. I'm going to listen better. I'm going to be more connected. I'm going to be more present. I'm going to be more respectful. I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to think better thoughts about what I'm assuming about the other person. And I'm going to stop the poisonous, destructive, toxic behaviors and thoughts that we do that makes every relationship feel like crap." And with the added stress of being quarantined and having to feed kids 24/7 and school them and be in the same house with your spouse that you don't normally do, things are even amplified more. So this special trick is important. And the trick is to remember, Charlie Brown, that it's nobody's job to make you happy. If you want a feeling of lightness and laughter and presence and appreciation and respect and intimacy, then be that person. In your own unique way, find a way to be a person who gets those things. And you only get that way through creating it, through your energy, through your words, through your intention, and through your tone and how you think and how you speak to each other. That's my message for today. Step up your game while you're in quarantine. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you on the call hopefully tomorrow. Bye-bye.